And now we continue the Willie Mays birthday celebration. I gotta tell you, Pauly, if you got to make a list of the, I don't know, the closest people to Willie Mays, those who know Willie Mays the best, those who Willie Mays treasures the most, this guy might be on top of the list. He is the long time, forever king of the Giants clubhouse, dating back to Seals Stadium, don't you know? Actually, he used to work for the San Francisco Seals first. We call him the real Murph, right? Mike Murphy, Giants equipment manager. Hey, Murph, good morning.
Fine, good morning to you, but that was a big buildup.
Yeah. You're not a big buildup guy either, Murph. You don't like that, right?
I don't like that. I just want to be low, very low-key person.
Yeah, you do. But you'll come on to talk about Willie, right?
Oh, Willie, I love Willie. Willie's one of the best guys in baseball.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Murph. Let's talk about the first time you can remember, 1958. Can you bring your memory back? If I asked you your first memory of the first time you met him or your first memory of Mays, I know it was a long time ago, but what comes to mind?
Oh, what comes to mind was when I was just a kid there, I just got there at the ballpark, and Logan was hiring, you know, the kids, and he hired me, and Willie came by, and he said, "Hey, how are you, Skinner?" He called me, "Hey, Skinner, you look like Bob Skinner." I said, "Nah." He shook my hand. He almost crushed it, but he's very strong, and that's where it all started.
Yeah.
And right away, so by the way, Bob Skinner was who? Was he with the Pirates?
Bob Skinner was. Yes, he was a Pirate left fielder. I look a little like, because I was thin, real thin then.
Did he call you? Did he still call you Skinner to this day?
He does. He still does.
That's really good, Murph. So then you get to see that this guy, this world famous player, who's already an MVP and a World Series champ as a New Yorker, you find out that he is one of your favorites, right? I mean, like, tell us as you go through the years, like, what it was like to deal with Willie on an everyday basis.
Oh, I just loved him. He was just a very nice person. You know, we were kids. He played pepper with us. And, you know, I mean, he'd give us money to go somewhere. Hey, here's $10. Go get yourself a hamburger after school and stuff like that. He was very good to everybody. I can tell you one thing.
God, yeah. The generosity. And Mike, he preferred kids, didn't he? He preferred kids to adults, which means he has a good judge of character, right?
He loved kids. He really did. You know, like, he'd go to churches. I was reading the paper yesterday where he went to some Catholic church and with all the kids, and he still gives them, I saved him the baseballs, and he uses them for Halloween for the kids. Oh, he's just a great guy. I tell you what, he loves the little kids.
So the story was that you went to his house up in Forest Hill and on Mendoza Street, right? And if you trick-or-treated, he'd give you a baseball?
Yes, he would. Yeah. Yep. That was Willie. Signed baseball by Willie Mays.
Oh, my God. This is too good. Too good.
That's what he tells me all the years, that ever since he lives in Menlo Park there, that the kids come there every they line up just to get the ball.
Oh, man. I would, too. I would tell you what. At my age, I'd line up. I'd dress in costume just for that.
he'll give you the world if you want it.
Hey, Murph, so you got to tell us the story. I forget what year it is. It's the 1960s. You guys are at Dodger Stadium. I think you played a day game. And then Willie said, "We're going to dinner."
No.
Right?
No, that was in Palm Springs.
Okay, tell us the story.
Well, that time, remember the Angels trained in Palm Springs and the San Diego Padres trained in Yuma. So we're traveling, and we just got through with the game. We played one game, and we were there for 2 or 3 days, and the second day, he says, "Murph, we're going to dinner tonight, you and I." I said, "Okay, well, do I have to get dressed?" He said, "Nah, just wear a sweater." Yeah. I said, "I didn't bring no sweater that time." So he loaned me one of his alpacas. Oh, that was nice. Those real beautiful colored ones he wore. Oh, man, oh, he dressed sharp. So we're driving, and then all of a sudden we go to a golf course. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "You'll be surprised." It was Frank Sinatra's house. That's where I got to meet Frank.
Wow.
And we had dinner and we broke the bread, and Mr. DeRocher was there, and who else was there? A couple other friends of Leo, his composer Bill Miller. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good affair. I can tell you one thing.
I'll tell you what, Murph. That's I don't know, man. You pretty when people say they want to have life experiences or you've done it all, that's pretty high on the list there,
huh? All the friends that he had, I met, like President Clinton, Obama. He always says, "You know Murph. You know Murph. He's my clubhouse guy. He's
nice.
My clubhouse guy."
Yeah, right.
And they say, yeah. So he says, "You know Murph." And whether it's a president or a world-famous entertainer or actor, right?
Yeah, everything, yeah. You know Murph. He's my clubhouse guy.
Yeah, right.
Good guy. Willie never forgets you. Will, I could say that's about Willie. He never forgets you.
Oh, that's so great. So, Murph, are you going to go? Are you going to be there tonight to see him?
Oh, yes. I've been working with the team. So we're in a bubble, though. We can't go out. We can't touch him or anything because we're in a bubble, though. But I'll run out to the dugout and see him roll by in the car.
Oh, Willie. He's going to say, "Hey, Skinner," right?
I'll just yell, "Hey, 2-4. That's what nickname I gave him. "Hey, 2-4. He knows that. He looks right away. 2-4.
Hey, before.
And I sang him, "Hey, Willie, hey, 2-4. This is Murph. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Willie. Happy birthday." He kept saying, "Oh, come on. That's enough.
Murph, that is gold, my friend. That is gold, man. We can't let you go without talking about him as on the field, though, Murph, because I don't
best
know.
Best I've ever seen.
Okay.
Best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In baseball. And I've seen Hank, and I've seen a little of Ted Williams, but I never saw Joe DiMaggio. I didn't see much of Mickey Mantle because we were always in the West Coast here. But I think Willie was one of the best ball players I've seen.
What was it like? They said he had all the tools, but what was your favorite? Because for Lon Simmons, your old buddy Lon, I think
Lonnie, I miss Lonnie.
I know, we all miss Lon, and Willie misses Lon. They were friends. So he said it was
friends.
You know what he said, Murph? He said it was the base running.
It was base running, throwing. He could throw somebody out. He's always paying attention. You know, I mean, like he was the captain of the team, and he ran everything from center field.
Yeah,
could you believe that?
I think he told me once that he would even tell pitchers what pitches to throw from center field.
That's
what
we've been hearing. Yeah.
And you know, if he's on second base, he could give you a sign saying this guy's going to throw a fastball to you. So. He was good. I could tell you one, they're the best I've ever seen.
Now, we talk about uniforms now. You never had to change his pant size, did you?
No. He was 32 pants, and his shirt was a 40, 44.
Now that's body made by God, right? That's a body made by God.
Yeah, right.
But for a person that never worked out in the gym, he kept himself perfectly good, I can tell you that.
And you said
his hands were so strong that when you shake his hand, you know, you hope you get your hands back. But, oh, man, he was strong.
The fact that you're going to sing to him today from the dugout or point to him and call him 2-4 and he's going to call you Skinner, I think that warms all Giants fans' hearts, Murph. So
he's one of the best. I hope he lives to be 125.
Yeah.
Nice, Murph. Nice.
There you go. 124. Yeah. Yeah, right? 24.
25 because he's so great that the world needs him here.
Yes.
There you go. Murph, couldn't have said it any better. You go do your thing. I know you like to stay low profile, but you came out for Willie.
Thanks for coming on.
And
Murph.
I know you did that because that's your guy. That's your buddy 2-4. So,
2-4 is my buddy.
Okay, nice. Murph, go do your thing. Have a great time with Willie tonight and take care. Thanks for coming on, Murph and Mac.
Okay, thank you, guys.
There he is, yeah. Mike Murphy.
How many guys in the bigs, Murph, when you were traveling all around with the A's, like how many clubs that's in the awesome. Bigs have a guy like Murph still?
Well, Vuce, we got to talk to Vuce before.
You have mentioned him a million times.
And Vuce is retiring too over in Oakland. We got to talk to him.
After this year?
Yeah. I told Vuce we're having him on this year. So let's, hey, Waterboy, make sure to remember this because I want to have Vuce on, but maybe later in the summer near the end.
So we got two right here in
the
Bay.
Put that down in September. Okay. In September.
What, between the two of those guys, Vuce and Murph, what they've seen, who they've met,
forget it.
Who they've looked out of the dugout and seen.
Probably, these are the guys. I mean, these are like, there's these people in life.
Well, Sinatra and Mays, I mean, what do you know?
Well, there's these people in life, like, you know, in your chosen field of rock and roll, you know, these, whether it's a roadie or a manager or like the guy behind the guy. Like when Bruce just did that whole thing about that guy in Australia who died.
That's when Barlow and Steve Parrish showed up at that party we were at. Well, John Barlow, that's, I mean, he was a legendary lyricist for the Grateful Dead.
Oh, no, no.
Who's
the guy? Who was the
Robert Hunter.
No, but who was the, like,
Big
the
Steve.
Roadie
that's
guy?
Big Steve Parrish. Yeah, Big Steve Parrish. Big Steve's coming out with the cake
who, like,
for Barlow.
Jerry trusted more than anybody.
That was
right?
His number one guy. Right-hand
that's
man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Big Steve, yeah.
There's those people in life.
Yeah.
There's those people in life.
Yeah.
I heard, like, whether it's a president has that guy, it's like that's that one guy, or that rock and roll band singer has that guy. Willie Mays has that guy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's Murph.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. How many of those guys are in the bigs though that have been around as long as they have? That are still doing their job.
Well, you heard he briefly said, and we got to go. We got Lindbergh coming on here, he briefly said, "Yeah, back in '58, Logan was hiring the guys." He was talking about
'58.
He was talking about Eddie Logan. Eddie Logan was the clubhouse man at the Polo Grounds dating back to... Brad Mann is going to yell me if I get this wrong.
I want to say John McGraw.
At least Mel Ott. Something like that.
Yeah.
I can go back and look up Eddie Logan's career as a club. So you're talking about that. So Eddie Logan was Murph in New York.
Oh, wow.
He came out to San Francisco and hired Murph.
Oh, jeez, man.
So that's the baton. Basically two guys, like Logan and Murph. For about a century.
What that guy's eyes have seen, man. His eye. By the way, we're going to Sinatra's house tonight. I don't have anything to wear. Oh, Willie Mays gave me a sweater. I'm all set.
He goes, one of those alpacas, too. Yeah. He dressed nice.
Yeah.
That whole thing was chock full of gold.
It was great. How about him singing? He sang Happy Birthday.
He sounded good, too, didn't he? Yeah. Okay, so you guys know how near and dear this Mays Scholar Program is to my heart. And Kelly Larkin-Coover, my co-chair, and Sue Peterson, and Nicole Cacciatore, and Paul Gilad. So Lindbergh Porter is on our board, and he has a great story. Lindbergh is an African-American who grew up in one of the poorest counties in Mississippi and has now made himself a great American life because of a scholarship offer. So he is hell-bent on making sure we do this right in San Francisco. So he is going to come on next.
Nice. Okay.
He's got a great story. So take a listen on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.